It's estimated that 80% of the cocaine sold in the U.S. comes from Guatemala, so it's not surprising that there's a growing addiction problem in that Central American country. But there are no government treatment centers for the growing number of addicts there, so churches have filled the vacuum, opening their own centers. The BBC's Linda Presley visited one.
The doors are locked behind us at Rescatados del Abismo, rescued from the abyss. This is a rehabilitation center run by a Christian former addict on an ordinary street in the capital. When I visit, there are 54 internees milling around in a space the size of a large three-bedroom flat. I don't meet anyone who has chosen to be here. Carlos is an internee too, with a history of addiction to crack cocaine and alcohol. But he's also in charge of maintaining discipline here, and a trusted lieutenant who goes to collect addicts when the centre gets a call from a family distressed and worried about a loved one.
El paciente cuando está drogado responde violentamente.
They're oftentimes very violent, so it's our role to bring them here. And that can mean using handcuffs just like the police. So when the family calls, they'll say our son is very violent and has a machete or a knife or is armed. And so we go and we tie him up and bring him here.
And is that legal?
Sí, sí.
In this society here in Guatemala, when someone is using drugs, they give up their autonomy and the decision falls on the family.
And all of the people who we've here, have most of them been brought to the centre in that way?
The vast majority, 95%, are here against their will.
Jessica is one of them.
You've got 2 more years.
Yes, I've been here for 3 months already.
Wow.
Yeah, I believe the power of the Holy Spirit. And if you really believe in this power, you can change anything in your life.
Are there a lot of fights and things here?
Yes, a lot.
And so what do you do all day then?
Just meetings, 3 meetings a day, and that's it.
Attendance at the meetings for 7 hours a day is compulsory. Internees take it in turns to talk to the group, stories about their descent into addiction, and the hope that Jesus Christ will come to their aid.
Here in Guatemala, the real language of change is by way of the church.
Professor Kevin O'Neill is an anthropologist at Toronto University who's been researching centres like this one. He estimates there are perhaps 200 of them run by Protestant churches in Guatemala and that they hold maybe 6,000 people.
Cocaine, and especially crack cocaine, has increased the number of centres dramatically in the capital city. But it's also changed the culture inside the centers. The internal dynamics have become much more aggressive and discipline-driven because of the rise of crack cocaine.
There's no data on how successful the rehabilitation of addicts in Guatemala is. Most experts in the West will tell you compulsory rehabilitation is doomed to fail. People have to want to stop. But Pablo Marroquin, the director and founder of Rescatados del Abismo, is a testament to his own Christian approach.
I experienced God's mercy. He rescued me. People always talk about the violation of human rights of the addict. What about families? What we do is give families peace so that their loved one doesn't get himself into trouble.
In Guatemala, the family and the Protestant Church are perhaps the most important institutions. And often, they're the only safety net for those caught in a spiral of addiction.
The BBC's Linda Presley in Guatemala. You're listening to Here and Now.